you spent time on the higher education committee. Mm-hmm. Were there things you noticed while you were there that they were doing that maybe they could be doing better or differently to make that process easier for students?
One of the differences is when I was in the Capitol, we never really solved a problem, but we viewed it as a great success if we made some traction, made some progress, advanced the ball. And typically that's what happens in a legislative body. In a university setting, that's unacceptable. We need solutions. We need to solve problems. We need the final solution to whatever the situation in front of us is at the time. And both bodies, both institutions have different types of bureaucracy, but the bureaucracy is there. I am perhaps naive because I'm new at this, but I expect problems to be solved.
And sort of what's at stake for the state if it doesn't continue to get better?
What we do in higher ed can solve every problem we have in Texas, just about. If we're successful in higher ed, we eradicate disease. If we're successful in higher ed, we lower attrition rates in prisons. If we're successful in higher ed, we keep more people off, out of prisons and on the streets and in jobs and contributing. If we're successful, economic development progresses at a faster click than it does if we're not. If we're successful, people will want to move to Texas at a higher degree than other states. If we're successful in Texas, in higher ed, we succeed in just about every level. To the degree that we don't put every effort toward that end, we're failing every Texan.
With this session, there's the budget deficit. Are you being asked to do more with less, and is that a possibility?
We are, but we can't wait for the storm to blow over. We've just got to learn to work in the rain, and that's what we will do. Yet, every chancellor, I think, will be fairly united in making a pretty good case as to why it's counterintuitive to cut in some areas for some reasons. For example, 2 years ago, California cut $2.8 billion from higher ed. At the same time, every other state was flat, and Texas put $1.2 billion in higher ed. And the results are clear. The best minds in the United States, for the first time, started looking to come to Texas for their higher ed careers. Students from other states looking at Texas for various reasons. And there can be a pretty compelling case made for every dollar put into higher ed, what it does for economic development, what it does for changing lives in Texas. And so we're not going to give up and just say, be quiet about the positive effects of contributions to higher ed.
And of course, I mean, you know intimately how the budgeting process works over there. I mean, is there anything that the legislators could or should do to prevent cuts or put more money into higher ed if they can?
Well, it would be wrong for me to say this is what you ought to do, because I should have stayed over there if I knew the answer, and I didn't. I left, and I think at a good time to change my life in a significant way coming here. They have it tough. I've been through those sessions before. I don't know that I've been through one as tough as what they're going to have, so I empathize with what they're having to deal with. At the same time, it's incumbent upon me, because of the 72,000 students in this system that I represent, to do everything I can to make sure that if wounds are created, they're wounds that will heal quickly, and if possible to avoid those wounds and those cuts, we do it.
In your book, you looked at sort of what the governor can do to sort of extend their power beyond the limitations of their office. Mm-hmm. Does any of that apply to sort of what you can do here to extend your power?
Yeah, a good governor should not get in fights that are other people's fights. So a good chancellor should not get involved in the day-to-day of a president's job and let the president run the university. A good governor realizes that what's important in that building is seldom urgent, and what's urgent is seldom important. And to take a breath at every crisis and think it through and have good advisors who can tell you things you don't want to hear, that's important for a governor and for a chancellor. Wagging your tail at everybody, knowing that picking a fight with someone who could help you in the future is it's better to take the longer view. Those are some of the things. And of course, just developing deep relationships, doing a deep dive. A good governor will get to know freshmen because they will chair appropriations at some point. So those sort of things are parallel.
You didn't have much of a connection to Texas State, sort of at least on paper before. But what attracted you to this system particularly?
Well, I just see that there's just more opportunity for positive change in this system. Not that they're not doing a great job already. It's just, my dad was once interviewed and he was asked, they concluded the interview by saying, "Mr. McCall, it's clear that you like to be where the action is." And he said, "No, I like to be the action. This system is the action. This is where the action in higher ed will take place in Texas. This is increasingly where first-generation college students will go and graduate. The research institutions have their role, and we may be one, but that will just be one of the augmentations we will have. We're changing at a fast clip."